trouble for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. It was on that occasion, at that time, the Bible said. Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. Amen. Jesus rejoiced because God had hid the riches of the gospel from some. Amen. Amen. Glad to have you, Eric. I knew your daddy when he was about your age. Amen. Right after he got married to your mom, they called him Panama Red on the CB. This is Panama Red the second. Amen. Amen. Reading in Luke 19. And when he was come near, he beheld the city, verse 41, and wept over it, saying, if thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. Two times in these texts I read to you, he mentions the word hid. I like to preach for about 15 minutes. That's usually about all I preach anyway. The rest of it's fill-in. Amen. I like to preach for about 15 minutes on left out. Left out. I went to a graduation a while ago. Jessica invited Sister Collins and I to her presentation last Friday night, I think it was, or last Friday. As it happened, she invited us Friday morning, and we went Friday night. She told us it was 8:30, and I know you know, and I know they don't have anything in school at 8:30 in the morning in the way of that. It never even entered my mind. Amen, that it was 8:30 in the morning. And so we were up there, Johnny, at the rat hole at 8:30 Friday night, and there wasn't nobody in the parking lot except us. We had missed it. Amen. Her presentation was in the morning instead of the night. So I felt obligated to go to her graduation. She invited us to go, and so I went up there 4:30 this afternoon to watch her and about 125 more graduate. And some of those, by the way, our Jessica was the most beautiful one in the bunch. She had the most hair of any of the girls. Amen. And I was proud of her that she overcame. And I knew why some of those young folks received some of the accolades that they received. It was because that they were society children and they mixed in with the world. Amen. But Jessica got her plaque in music and her diploma just the same. Amen. And maintain the highway of holiness standard. Praise God. Amen. Girls are supposed to look like girls, and boys are supposed to look like boys, and girls are supposed to act like girls. Amen. Amen. There's one more a beautiful young lady there. She said hello to me. She'd grown up. I didn't know who she was. Amen. But it's Eddie Williams' daughter. She knew me, but I didn't know that she was even old enough to graduate. Amen. And last time I remember seeing her was at her mother's funeral. Cheryl Manley Williams. Amen. Our little girl's grown up, and graduated. Some of those students, I felt sorry for them because they didn't receive any accolades. They just got a diploma. And there was no applause much. But some had that big V on their back of their gown, you know, valedictorian. Amen. And had special accolades given to them and were afforded special opportunities to speak and to participate in that graduation service. You don't think you'll care? When the time comes when men walk before God and He says, well done, receive 10 cities. You don't think you'll care? Amen. When He says, take the talent from him and give it to the one that's got 10. You don't think you'll care? You care now, don't you? Amen. Nobody wants to be left out. That's why they chose 7 deacons in the early church. There arose a murmuring among the Greeks that their widows were neglected in the daily relief. Amen. In the daily passing out of the food. And so the apostles said, look you out 7 men, honest and of good report, full of wisdom and full of the Holy Ghost, and put them over this matter. Amen. It is not meet, that it is not fit that we should leave the Word of God and serve tables. Amen. You know why men like Frank Rogers and Mark Hudson, amen, are working like they do and working on churches like they do? Amen. Because we haven't got enough real men in our churches. Oh, we've got some things, but we ain't got enough real men. Amen. We got some slugs, but we don't have enough real men. We got some that's cutting and dodging, but we don't have enough real men. I'll tell you, you neglect God's house, God will neglect your house. You neglect God's roof, God will neglect your roof. You neglect God's ministry, God will neglect you when you need healing and you need somebody, amen, to lay hands on you and pray the prayer of faith. Amen. Yeah, you begin to rob God and cheat God and take backwater on your responsibility to God and skip church. Amen. And let the revival go begging. God will let you go begging in your time of need. Amen. You don't know what I told Mike in that car that day, do you? Amen. I'll tell you what he was doing. He was sleeping in on Sunday morning and not going to Sunday school. And I told him in no uncertain terms that he was supposed to be setting an example for the heathen, not joining them. Amen. Praise God. I told Larry Peters the same thing, came in from revival meeting, amen, and slept in on Sunday morning. I said, don't you ever do it again. Amen. If you're going to mount anything for God, praise God, you're going to have to shape up or ship out, one or the other. And you will ship out if you don't shape up. Because God won't put up with a drag forever. Amen. When the accolades are passed out and the commendations are given and the well done's are spoken, if you're not very careful, you'll be left out. Amen. And that's just exactly what was going to happen to Jerusalem. He said, now they are hid from thine eyes. You know how many people saw Jesus after he rose from the dead? You remember? The Bible said in no uncertain terms, above 500. Amen. Hallelujah. You say, oh, Brother Collins, I've got to work. I don't think so. If you're not doing any better working, amen, than you are, you need to quit. You need to quit and get down to business with God and let God give you a decent job. Praise God. You need to let God put you on the rock. Hallelujah. You need to starve enough to pray through. You need to fast enough to pray through. Amen. If you got to take a job where you don't even need the money, amen, and cheat God and rob God, amen, and not go to church, amen, you're backslidden. Don't know it. Amen. And you're going to pay for it too. God ain't going to put up with it forever. Praise God. We've got one job to do, and that's seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything else don't even run a close second. Amen. God won't play second fiddle to nothing. Amen. And He won't put up with it forever. He's a long-suffering God. But He's going to draw the line after a while, just like He did on me as a 15, 16-year-old Christian. He's going to say, you can go thus far and no farther. Amen. Brother came up to my house. His God was golf. He wanted us to have church at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning so he could come to church, amen, and grab at a scripture and grab at a sermon, amen, on the way to the golf course. If things keep going the way they're going and the churches get worse than they are, we're going to have to erect drive-in facilities. Amen. The Church of Christ will have to have drive-in facilities so they can grab at the communion cup and the bread on the way to the lake. Amen. We need to write a new song. The holy hills of Kentucky call me to cabins bright down along the lake where loved ones wait and fish are caught. Amen. Yes. We need to rewrite a many a gospel song because we'll allow any little old thing to keep us from doing and being our best for God. You're going to be left out. Esau thought he could get by with it. Dilly dally around. Drag around. Amen. Come dragging in from a big hunt one day. Starved half to death. And he smelled Jacob's soup. Amen. And he said, give me some of your soup. And Jacob just kept staring his soup. Amen. He said, sell me your birthright. Well, what good is my birthright going to do me when I'm starving to death? I'm going to fall dead right here. He wouldn't done it. Amen. It'd have been terrible if he'd have had to fast 40 days and nights. But he's gone on a little hunting trip. Amen. And left God out of the arrangements. Amen. And now here he is back home hungry. And he sells his birthright. Now, you don't think much about it at the time, because everybody is in a light mood and he is in a hungry mood. Amen. And it don't seem like it amounts to too much at the time. Praise God. But just a little farther down the road, and not many years down the road, bless your heart, Esau's going to be seen weeping. The Bible said that Esau sought repentance, and there was no place found for it, even though he sought it bitterly with tears. When it came time to the most of the inheritance, the priesthood of the family, and the blessing through which would come the Messiah, that holy calling, that holy lineage, and the special favor of God, he was left out. Amen. Left out. Yeah. We think we're getting by, but we're not getting by. Amen. My friend comes to my house, and he's shaking. He's trembling. The fear of God is upon him. The one that wanted us to have church at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning so he could have church on the way to the golf course. And this is what he told me. He said, God told me to throw all my golf equipment in the dumpster. I said, that's just the thing to do. Amen. When a man says, God told me, and it's as good as that, I tell him, go ahead. And that's just exactly what he did. In a few days, I drove by his business place down the road, amen, and he was talking to a fellow who went to the Princeton Pike Church of God, amen, and he had given him a whole bunch more golf equipment. And the next thing I knew, he's back out on the golf course again. The Bible said, if I build again the thing which I once destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. Amen. We give our lives to God, we can't put anything before God. Work, quote, making a living, end quote. Amen. A fellow told a preacher, said, a man's got to live. The preacher said, I do not see the necessity. Amen. If you don't live for God, life ain't worth living anyway. If you don't live for God, you're wasting your time. Why go through the motions? Amen. Live a lie. Practice a farce. Amen. Be a part of the first part of the second part in a living, walking travesty. Why do that? Amen. When you just as well give your best to God. Go to church every time the doors is open. Amen. Give, 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 give. Because the Bible says give. And it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Now the prerequisite to the blessing is, you got to give. Give. Well, what if you don't give? Amen. It won't be given. There won't be no shaking together, pressed down, and running over. As a matter of fact, there are many promises in the Bible that teach us that if we withhold more than is meet, it tendeth to poverty. Amen. Something's going to blow upon them. Amen. Ill-gotten gain, riches gotten. Amen. Of all the things I ever heard, the most stupid thing I ever heard of is to get a bigger bank account by robbing God. Putting a tenth in the bank instead of putting it in the church. Amen. It belongs in the house of God, in the work of God, in the ministry. The offering belongs in the house of God, in the work of God, in the ministry. Amen. Ain't no wonder some folks having a hard time. Ain't no wonder that some folks are always in trouble. Ain't no wonder that some folks are going down to the grave in their forehead. Amen. With a broken heart. It's because they robbed God and put God second. Amen. Or last or third. Amen. And God won't play second fiddle to anybody I'm preaching on left out. Someday our work will be over and my journey for him will be through, and then we'll climb yonder's hilltop to meet him. Oh, I don't want to miss it, do you? I wouldn't miss it for nothing, no matter what I have to go through. Ah, someday I'll lay down these burdens, and I don't want to miss it, do you? Amen. Paul said, Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but rather exhort one another, and much the more as we see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, after that we've come to know you, sin willfully, what? Sin about what? Forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Amen. I'll tell you, they, some of y'all missing too much church for no good reason. There's some of y'all that allow about any family affair to keep you out of the house of God. That's not a good reason. Well, I want to go see the family. There's plenty of time to go see the family on your own time, not take God's time. Amen. If you got to take God's time to see the family, you're putting the family before God. Amen. You got to take God's time to have a family reunion. Can you find it in the Bible where the Bible instructs us to leave church and go to a family reunion? Huh? You can't find it. Amen. It's not in there. But it does say leave father. It does say leave mother. It does say leave brothers, sisters, houses, and land. Amen. And children. Praise God. For my name's sake, it does say to do that. But it don't say leave church to go to the family reunion. It don't even say you need to go once a year and decorate the graves to show how religious you are. Amen. Jesus did rebuke a bunch of them that painted the sepulchres of the prophets. Amen. Huh? Amen. And adorned the sepulchres of the prophets. Amen. And by doing so, they gave witness that they were the sons of those that killed them. Amazing how people say good things about the preacher after he's dead. You know why they say such good things about the preacher after he's dead? Because he can't kick no more. Because he can't rebuke them anymore. Amen. Because he can't look them between the two eyes anymore and tell them, you're missing too much church. You're not a good example. Amen. They like preachers better dead than they do alive. Amen. You're going to be left out. I want to be among the first. Those that went to the graduation and wore their cap and gown and got their diploma, even though they didn't get all the accolades that the others did, at least they passed. It's those that never got that far that you got to worry about. Amen. Amen. There's a whole bunch that dropped out somewhere along the way. Amen. Ah, we got a lot of dropouts right in church. It's bad to be a dropout out of church, but it's even worse to be a dropout right in church when you listen to preaching all the time and know better. Amen. Some of them, they just passed them home. Oh, they were sports figures. They were social guys and gals, you know. And they went along with the spirit of the school. Amen. And some of them even got honors because they were society children. And they owe those things. Amen. They make points in the world, those society children. Amen. But Jesus said, there are first that shall be last. And there are last which shall be first. Amen. Sister Jessica was the last one to walk out and the last one to receive her honor. Amen. But I want to think that she'll be among the first. Amen, when it comes to God's economy. And the music that she got her commendation for, she's already using it for the glory of God and playing the piano and singing for the Lord in church. Praise God. Hey, I like to encourage you, the faintest glimmer of light, not discourage it. Amen. The Bible said a smoking flax, he'll not quench. Instead of quenching it, he'll blow it and try to get it to burn better. Praise God. Amen. And a bruised reed he shall not break, but he'll put a splint around it. Amen. And try to pop it up and encourage it in the thing that's good. Amen. Hallelujah. And sometimes he does it like I do in my garden. He gives it a kill or a cure. As we rode down the road that day with Mike, him a young Christian with a future in front of him, laying up in bed on Sunday morning, not going to Sunday school, here and there. Amen. I gave him a killer cure. Rebuke. When he was in the car with me and he couldn't get away. Amen. It cured him. Hallelujah. He would have liked to got away, but he couldn't. Hallelujah. And he got cured instead of killed. Hallelujah. And some of these days, amen, just look. Amen. In a process of time, Mike got Norma. And just look, the family's growing. Hallelujah. And just look, there's a church down at Vanceburg. Amen. And just look, he was down there helping night before last to pray Jason through to salvation. Praise God. He was there when it happened. Hey, amen. Someday our work will be over and our journey for him will be through. Oh, yes. Sometime I tire on my journey. Amen. And that old gentleman, 70 years old, run that stop sign down yonder. Amen. And I hit him broadside and turned him around the street and totaled my Lincoln. My wife groaned. Oh, she said, I'm so tired. Sometimes I tire on my journey. Where are we going? Fellowship meeting in Indiana. I took her down to the hospital and got her examined, everything, got the police to bring me out here, jumped in my truck and drove through a driving rain and still got to Hilltop in time to preach the fellowship meeting that night. They shot one horse out from under me, and I just jumped on another one and rode on to church. I told folks, I found out what a driving rain was. It's a rain you get out and drive in. Amen. And I was driving to church, praise God, and preached that night. Hallelujah. And Jessica was about this high then, and she was comforting me and holding me by the hands. We went up to the fellowship hall and said, did you have your safety belt on, Brother College? I said, don't ask too many questions, child. Amen. Hallelujah. See, some folks you can't even take care of, you know. They won't wear their safety belt. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes I get tired on my journey, and I can't seem to find him. That's true. But I know that he's waiting up yonder, and I don't want to miss it. Do you stand with me? I wouldn't miss it for nothing, no matter what I have to go through. Oh, someday I'll lay down my burden, and I don't want to miss it, do you? The best thing, if you're doing things that'll cause you to be left out, or just be honest with God and say, God, forgive me. I'm going to do better. I'm going to put God first in my life. Amen. Everything in this world of mine is suffering from neglect. My garden's suffering from neglect. My automobiles are suffering from neglect. My house is suffering from neglect. Why? Because my choice and prime time belongs to God. And someday, some way, somehow, I'll get it all done. And if the rapture takes place tonight, it won't matter nohow. Leave it behind. Put God first. He'll help you. 500 saw him when he rose again. Only 120 made it to the upper room. Did the 380 miss it? Well, they missed the initial outpouring. I want to hope they got in on it later. And tonight, it's not too late. You still got breath in your body. You can still be your best for God. You still got a brain. You can still choose. How many's got a brain tonight? Say amen. Last time you checked, you had one, didn't you? Amen. Some of these days, you won't be able to make choices. Some of these days, you won't know your wife and children. Some of these days, the things that matter won't matter. But tonight, when we still got a mind, we can make a choice. I'm going to do better for God. I'm going to give my best to God. I'm going to go all out for Jesus. Amen. As they're saying, we invite you around the altar of prayer. You don't want to be left out. I don't either.
Someday.
Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Hallelujah.
Someday our work will be over.